and gentlemen, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And this week, Orion, I would like to start the show off with another one of my PSAs about people fucking shit up when it comes to language.
Yeah.
A while back, I did one about people confusing the word women for the word woman.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I did one about people mispronouncing snuffleupagus, because that pisses me off.
Yes.
The latest one, and actually it's not new. I felt this way for a very long time, and it always bothers me. And I think you might be occasionally guilty of this.
Probably.
But I was thinking about it the other day because I was listening to the Joe Rogan Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Joe Rogan's podcast, which I listen to sometimes, and he drives me nuts when he starts talking about drugs. But it wasn't drug related. For some reason, they started talking about scratching their assholes. His like co-host / producer guy,
yeah,
I guess, has been caught scratching his asshole at some point or another. So they were talking about that. But the thing that drove me nuts about it was that every single time they said it, and they said it over and over and over.
Oh, no.
Every single time they said he was itching his asshole.
Okay.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Not once did they use the word scratch. They always said he was itching his asshole.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Because an itch, you feel an itch.
Yes.
You scratch. It's not the act.
You feel an itch. You scratch the itch.
Gotcha.
You don't itch the itch.
Yes.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yes.
You could maybe make some kind of an argument for saying that if you were itching something, that means you were causing it to itch. But even that, I don't think is correct.
Yes.
You itch and then you scratch the itch.
I've been guilty of saying this. Yes.
Where does it come from? It's such a like 5-year-old boy thing to say.
Oh.
And nobody ever corrects people.
I have an excuse, sort of, in my own head. God, the shit I say, we were talking off mic about things I've said, and I swear it's the people I work with, they're all, I shouldn't say this, they're all fucking idiots.
Everyone I work with,
all of them,
die.
Yeah, no.
They're all terrible.
Most of them are dumb motherfuckers, and it rubs off on me, I don't know. So
people at work say itch and
yes,
when they mean scratch, and then you
think nothing of
you
it.
Adapt
yep,
to
exactly.
Fit in with the locals.
Yes,
I see.
It sucks.
Well, it drives me crazy when people do that, and I usually don't say anything because what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, it's only gonna make people defensive, and it's not gonna stop them from doing it probably.
Yeah.
But god damn it, it should. Cut it out.
You tell the right people. You tell the right people and they'll be like, thank you. I never knew that. And I don't want to look like an idiot.
It just sounds so fucking dumb. Like, there are a lot of little idiosyncrasies and little technical misuses of words and things that don't bother me at all because they seem intentional or stylistic or something. But when you say I was itching my leg or I was itching my asshole or whatever, you sound like a child and you really, really sound dumb.
Yeah.
So stop doing it, people of the internet and of real life.
Yes.
Thus ends my PSA on the usage of the
I
word
like these.
Itch. Other than that, I haven't really been doing anything I can really talk about this week. Cause I've been, working on a secret project.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't really want to talk about it. I kind of told Orion about it earlier, and I probably shouldn't have even done that.
Man, really?
Because here's the thing that happens with me.
Okay.
If I start a project, and it doesn't really matter what it is, if I'm, I in the past have decided I wanted to make cartoons, I've decided I wanted to make games, I've decided I wanted to write songs, whatever. And whenever I show them whatever it is to somebody else, partially completed, it's like, I had a discussion with roommate John about this once, I think, and I think it's like a known phenomenon. When I show somebody or tell somebody about the idea, it's like I did it already. Like, from my perspective, it's like, yeah, they already. I put it out there. They reacted to it. There's no point in finishing it. and then like that's what my
that's
brain
a phenomenon
somewhere in my brain. That's how it feels, and then I lose interest.
Oh,
and it just never gets done. Which I never finish anything, and I think that's at least part of the reason why. And even though it seems like magical thinking, like I'm saying I jinxed it, I think there really is something to that. So I don't really want to talk too much about
it.
But
right.
Then, on the other hand, talking about it as though it's a secret mystery project sort of builds it up in a way. And so then when I ultimately don't, like somebody somewhere down the line will be like, what was that mystery project? Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah, I worked on that for 2 weeks. And then I was like, meh, on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much fucked either way. But the mystery project does involve another person. So I have somebody to berate me if I stop working on it, at least.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's it. Like, I've been working on that all week and sleeping and eating. And that's about it. I did order pizza from Domino's yesterday.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I've yet to meet a friend that has tried the new Domino's that isn't an asshole that could give me a review, because they've changed everything. New recipes, new everything.
I it's been so long since I've had pizza from Domino's, I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
But people give Domino's a lot of shit, and I don't really understand why. When I was a kid, we ordered pizza from Domino's all the time, because like the
same here
closest place was a Domino's, I guess, that would deliver. And I liked it.
Yeah,
I thought it was fine. Pizza, I thought it was great. I've heard people talk about Domino's pizza like they practically use ketchup for sauce.
It tastes like cardboard.
And like foot shavings
I've
for
got
cheese.
A palate for pizza.
It tastes like cardboard. It's such bullshit. Everything they say about it is nonsense. Oh, yeah. It's hyperbole at best, but it's not even based in reality. It's just fucking pizza. Get over yourself. But so it's been so long, because the last time I had Domino's pizza was probably when I still lived in our old hometown with my mom, when I was still a kid. So I don't really remember it that well, to make the comparison to the new stuff.
Yeah.
But the pizza I got was fine. It was a pizza. It was pretty good.
Well, all right, hold on. Was it like, oh my God, that is good, I'm going to order it again? Or is it like, meh, fuck, hey, it's pizza, shit. I'd order again because it's pizza.
Yes. I mean,
because I look for things that grab me by the balls. Like, that's good shit.
I can't. Pizza is pizza, man. Like, I can't think of the last time I've eaten a pizza and been like, holy shit, that's an amazing pizza. Like, it's all fucking pizza. It's cheese and sauce and bread. That's what it is. Yeah. And like maybe some meat, maybe some vegetables. I can't think of a pizza that makes me like fucking flip my lid. The closest thing I can think of is when you and I shared an apartment that was a room in a house downtown, and there was this pizza place down there called Mr. Pizza that had these, like, what were they, 40-inch pizzas? They were
we'd get
bigger than, they were fucking enormous.
The 22
pizzas.
Inch.
22 inch. I swear they were bigger than that.
You picture that and you're like, meh, 22 inches. Let me hold on, measure that out. Yeah, that's nothing. But
was it really only 22? I swear it was bigger than
that.
Oh my God,
are you kidding me? There's a pizza place by where I live that's local, and I ran out of ideas of what to make, and I really didn't have anything at home. So I'm like, I'll try them out. They're not too badly priced, so I checked them out, and I ordered the biggest pizza they had, and it was an 18-inch. And I'm like picturing that in front of my face, and I'm kind of measuring it out. I'm like, eh, it's like a large, typical large. I get it back, and my fucking God, it wouldn't fit in the fucking car. Like, and I'm like, is my brain broken?
Are they going by radius or something?
I don't know. It was enormous.
Because that's only a foot and a half. That's not like, I mean, that's a big pizza, but that's not insane. It's not.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm like, they're way off. I don't know what they're measuring from.
Well, anyway, whatever the case, this place had the biggest pizza I've ever had.
Yes, yes.
And the size isn't even really important, although that was amazing, because we'd order these huge pizzas and just fucking gorge ourselves on them. But that was some of the best pizza I've ever had. Yeah. That was like my favorite pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
But even that, like, I would get excited to get pizza because it's fucking pizza, but like, I wouldn't eat it and then like orgasm, you know, and I gotta have more of that pizza specifically. Like, I don't know. It's fucking food. But Domino's is fine.
Yeah.
Better than, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I would order it again. My favorite thing, though, about ordering from them, I didn't know there was a Domino's nearby that would deliver here. I've never seen it. I don't know where the hell it is. But I went on their website and I went to like order online, and they have you put in your address and then it'll find a store near you that will deliver it to you. And it found one.
Wow.
And so I ordered from them. And my favorite thing about that was that they have this pizza tracker thing, which I wish they all had it. Now, I mean, it's kind of corny the way it actually works, because there's like this little CG guy and they're... And he's like, he talks to you every once in a while about what stage your pizza's in. Like, he's like, so-and-so is preparing your pizza. And then now we're doing quality assurance on the pizza, which
Jesus Christ.
I just assume that's the part where they spit in it. But there's little props and things on the wall behind him that you can click on.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a pizza paddle. And if you click on it, it like spins. And then he says, hey, there, pizza paddle, or something like that. But beyond all of that, it's kind of cool because it shows you when they're prepping the pizza.
Yeah.
And then it shows you when they've got it in the oven. And then it shows you when they're doing the quality assurance or whatever. And then it shows you when it's out for delivery. So, you know, like, you're not just waiting around.
Yeah.
And especially because our fucking door buzzer has been broken for ages. So, like, I kind of have to watch when I
was
going to
ask about that. Yeah.
Pizza. So then I know when to start watching. So I don't have to keep fucking watching for like half an hour.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's really nice. So I might order from them the next time I order pizza, just because that's so nice.
Yeah. Winning.
I don't know what just happened. Something just turned off. There was something making a horrible white noise, and I didn't even realize it until it turned off.
Exactly. Same here.
Got real quiet in here.
Oh, no. What is in this building?
Earlier, we were just sitting here, and we kept hearing this noise that sounded like somebody blowing across the top of a glass bottle. I don't know what it was.
Beer bottle.
But every once in a while, you just hear...
There's some fuck outside. It had to have been.
I don't know.
God damn this town. Anyway, but
that's been my week. Yeah. So what's going on with you?
I happened to watch this EBT rap video that everybody's seen. Have you seen it?
EBT, is it like
it's a rap about EBT, some black chick singing.
Like the food stamp card.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what it's called, but I thought about sending that to my dad because he's mildly racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I because when I was watching it, I'm not racist, but man, I got really, my blood was boiling. It was like they're just rubbing it in your face, you know?
Like I haven't seen it. Are they rapping about how great it is to have an EBT card?
But it's
serious?
A joke. No,
it's a joke. Well, if it's a joke, then why is it getting your blood boiling?
I don't know, man. It was a well done video. Motherfuckers. Like, oh, all the shit they're buying. I'm a EBT. Oh, fuck you. And I know it's a joke, but it was annoying because it got me thinking about the people I've dealt with at my work who don't give a fuck. And but that's hypocritical because I think on the show we were talking about how that doesn't bother me because fuck, like it bothers everybody I work with. Back when I worked the register up front,
mm-hmm.
That's all people would bitch about. And I think on the show, I was like, doesn't anger me, man. Blame the system. Don't blame the people. And here I am. Never mind. Fuck those motherfuckers. I don't know.
It's fine until they start rapping about it.
Yeah.
But that's when it crosses a line.
Because I recall I was in the car with my dad, and I was maybe 17. And some Eminem came on because he had me driving. And I picked the radio station. I'm like, what do you want to listen to? And he's like, whatever you want. And he would do this. And I don't know why, like, because he listens to country and he knows I don't like it. I don't care for it.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, listen to whatever you want. You know, I'm open. And some Eminem started playing and immediately he's like, oh, turn that nigger shit off.
Oh.
I'm like, really? Oh, I'm like, really, dad? Really? Well, for one, he's white, so but I'll change it. It's a white guy. I don't care. Fuck him, you know. And I think that was the time my brother was like, "All right, Hitler," and it set him off, and it was a big mess. It was no good.
Okay,
it ruined everything. But yeah, I just want to stir him up a little bit, you know, because he's getting to that age. He's told me, he's like, in shit, man, in 10 years, I could be gone. And he's really...
you want to push him closer to
me? No, he's just been getting really deep lately. And I think it's because he's been living a fucking routine most of his life. Like a lot of adults you see, it's just routine, go to work. This is what you do. You got a house, have kids, get married.
Mm-hmm.
And he abides by that. And I think he's having a crisis, you know? So he's kind of a little more open. We've been talking a lot more. We've been emailing back and forth. And yeah, I was just like, nah, let me stir something up, you know, see how he feels about it. Just, I've never been able to fuck with my dad, you know? So I was thinking about that.
So you want to send him the EBT rap, yeah, so that he can tell you to stop sending him that nigger shit?
Yeah, I don't know what he'd say, because he's kind of a different man. I don't know. But what else? At work, this has been happening a lot, and it's kind of boring. I don't want to talk about it a lot, but it's kind of a weird phenomenon. Lately, these old men in my aisles have been just farting in the aisle.
And
it's
okay. Like, it's sure.
Okay, gross, whatever. Fuck them, right? But it only happens when I wear... I'm not kidding. I've been paying attention. When I wear like a certain type of earring, like the plugs,
okay,
and I wear a black shirt under my work uniform.
Don't you always wear the plugs?
Yeah, but I have like these black plugs, and it makes me look a little more punk or goth. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think to an old man it makes any fucking difference.
I know, but
you have truck tires in your ears, yeah, as far as they're concerned. It doesn't matter. You look like something out of National Geographic to them.
Yes, yes.
Like those ladies with the lip plates. It doesn't matter which color they are.
It's well, a
if they
phenomenon.
Were blue, then I might not have thought so bad about you, but they're black, and that makes you look like the devil's son.
I don't know. I wear any other shirt, and I wear my star plugs. They have like these pretty stars, which you'd think, like, whoa, what a fucking queer.
Just, if anything, that's just worse.
That's worse, yeah. But I get a lot more customer interaction in the week. People, old people coming up to me, hey, where's this? You know, blah, blah, blah. How you doing today? And I wear the black shirt and the black plugs, and nothing, really, nobody. And it's not like I only wear that shirt on a certain day. I don't know. It's a weird coincidence.
Hmm.
And when I wear the fucking darker clothes, whatever, I don't fucking know. These old men have been, and I don't hear it, but there's like one guy in my aisle, and then suddenly it smells like ass.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave my aisle, and I know it's them, and it keeps happening. So it's like, is this just a weird coincidence, or
you think they're doing it to you?
Yeah, I think
that an old, like multiple old men are walking into the store.
It's only my aisle.
I'm sure. Yeah. So they see you. They're probably putting around the whole place, just the whole time they're there.
I don't know.
Maybe they shat their pants. I don't know.
Possibly.
But you really think that an old man, multiple old men, they come into the store, they mm-hmm. walk around, they're doing their shopping, then they see those plugs, those black plugs, yeah, and that black shirt, and they mm-hmm. go, I'm not going to stand for this.
Yes.
So they inch closer to you, pretending to look at some stovetop stuffing or
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they just let one rip.
Yes. I don't believe it to be fact.
And but. All of these old men have great control over their
yes.
their flatulence, so they manage to always squeak out a silent one.
Yes, it's a possibility.
They bomb you.
It's just like all the planets are aligning, Kyle. I don't know, man. Jesus, it's just too... Oh.
I think you're kind of paranoid about the whole plug thing.
It must be.
Because you kind of talk fairly frequently about people treating you weird because of the plugs, but it's never like, you never know it's because of the plug, unless it's like a little kid that says, mommy, look at the, what are yeah. those, why do his ears look yeah. like that? It's always like, somebody did something weird, I'm pretty sure it's because of my plugs.
I just get the vibe, I don't know, because it's so fucking crazy in the town that I work, or the little township, I should say. I don't know, the count, not even the county, but It's taken as if like I tattooed my whole face, and we've talked about it. Like, it's not that big a deal. It's minimal, but it's like the biggest fucking deal to some of these people.
Sure, but I think it's just kind of weird. Like, in a way, it's kind of like if I did something that pissed off a black person,
yeah,
and they said, it's because I'm black, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. Like, it's just because you're a dick.
Yeah.
Or because I'm a dick, whichever. When somebody does something weird and then you go, it's because of my plugs, isn't it? It's weird. Like, it's like a preoccupation with the plugs. Like, I worked where you work, mm-hmm, and I would occasionally encounter weird people or assholes. Yeah. And I would always just go, that was a weird person or an asshole. Yeah, like, yeah. I was never like, that person was fucking weird because I have facial hair or whatever. I guess I didn't have plugs, so maybe, I don't know.
I need to buy that GoPro HD camera and just wear it and steal some of the footage and, like, put it on our YouTube channel. You should see some of these old guys, man. Did I tell you about that one old guy? I went into my aisle, and I was getting out of his way. Like, I apologized that my cart of product that I was stocking was in his way, and I moved it, and he just eyeballed me like an asshole, and for no reason. Like, I just looked at him like, does he have a question or is he just pissed? I don't know. He's old. Out of nowhere, he just grabbed my cart and just shook it.
Okay.
Like, he was, and I didn't know what his problem was.
Obviously,
and not in the sense of, wait, what's your problem, man?
Obviously,
like, I really didn't know.
It was your plugs.
It must have been. I don't know. I don't know.
The old men
I
are
humor
grumpy.
Myself.
Old men are grumpy, and they hate it when the stock boys, yeah, shit is in their way, even, yeah, if it's not really in their way.
Yeah.
I used to get that shit from people.
Yeah. Man, you must have stories.
I don't, because I forgot most of them.
Yeah, it's been so long.
There was a guy once, I don't remember the story, I just remember there was this guy who was really upset that some particular kind of Pepsi was missing. Probably like caffeine-free diet Pepsi, like the most pussy form of Pepsi there is.
That's a type of customer, yeah.
And he was really, upset about it. He was like this short, fat guy with a mustache and, yeah, like really thick glasses. He may have been in a motorized scooter, and he talked to me about it, I swear, for 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
And it started out with him mad at me.
Yeah.
It didn't end with him mad at me. It ended with him being okay with me, mm-hmm, but he still spent the whole 20 minutes talking to me about this kind of Pepsi and how, yeah, it's always missing. And I tried to explain to him, I don't even stock that. There's, yeah, a vendor that does that. And he still
they
kept
should
me
know
for,
that it's been like that for fucking years.
And I'm pretty sure this guy has complained before, so, yeah, he should know that anyway.
Yeah, he's just a piece of shit human being that's bored and needs to complain to,
yeah, someone. I think some people are just lonely.
Yeah.
And so they like practically kidnap service employees,
yes, yeah,
to just talk to.
Oh, but the store I work at, they've been kind of, they're introducing more and more organic and natural products, you know.
Okay.
And they've at one point they removed all the candy and soda pop sorry, okay, the soda from,
I don't
front.
Care which one you say,
it just sounds better, soda pop. Anyway, they removed all that from the front where you check out for maybe, 3 weeks. I don't know. And then they went back, but they did it because they're trying to introduce more healthy living, organic and
so
natural.
What did they do? Replace it all with granola?
Water, tea, granola, like not even, they're like these weird, they're like protein bars, you know, like power bars, but not, there's no protein in them. They're just good for you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. All that kind of shit. And it didn't really work. But anyway, they're still kind of pushing this shit where we get more organic shit in like every month. And they do resets all over. Like they take the whole aisle down and they put up the stuff in a different order. But there's new products and they're all organic. But and this town's eating it up. It's like this upscale, rich community. But it's pissing me off because more and more I'm getting these people that will ask if we have a particular product in with no high fructose corn syrup, or
oh,
if you have
boy.
This and they name these chemicals that I have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay.
Like they all watched Food Incorporated, which I haven't seen.
I haven't even
and
heard of
just
it.
Just converted. I guess, I don't know. I only assume because they all preach it. A lot of them do. A lot of these people. Have you seen this documentary? Oh, my God.
Mm.
I'll never buy this shit again. Oh, it's cancerous.
Sure.
Anyway. But, God, it's aggravating. I can't go a day without somebody asking for a peanut butter that has no dioxide oil. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. What? And I'm never an asshole, but I have to be. I've been like, I told this one woman today, she was asking for a jelly, like an orange marmalade.
Okay.
That didn't have any high fructose corn syrup. And I just went, she said the word high fructose. And I went, I go, I don't know. I just stocked the shelves. This is where the jelly's at. That's all we got. They might have some more up in here, but I don't know. And last week there was a guy.
Wait. What happened when you went,
I'm sorry. No reaction, really. She just kind of went, oh, really? Well, I guess I'll have to go somewhere else.
Wow. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's a dangerous thing to do. When a customer is asking you for something, especially because it's the kind of customer who would get really mad at you for that and try to like pull some shit because of it. Because that is super unprofessional.
Oh, yeah.
Can you help me find this? The kind of person who would like really try to take that somewhere is the kind of person who's looking for, organic, gluten-free, high fructose corn syrup-free, no monosodium glutamate shit.
Yes. God. And I should know that. It's just I can't help it. Oh. And I know they're the type that are like, oh, that was kind of rude. Can I see your manager? And I'd be like, oh, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, enough about work. What else? Well, one more thing about work. There's this guy.
Okay.
There's this guy that the other day, like a couple days ago, I'm on break and they're timed. Our breaks are timed. If we're late, no excuses. Zero tolerance. You are written up.
I think everybody's breaks are timed.
Yes. And but we have that system where it's like automatic where you're late by 1 minute, 2 minutes. I don't know. You're written up. No excuses. Okay. Doesn't matter. I'm grabbing some stuff. It's kind of busy. I'm in the checkout line, the self-checkout line, and I'm just buying like a Mountain Dew and something to eat. And I don't know where this guy I used to work with up at the front, the service department, comes up to me and he goes, hey, did you know my niece died the other day?
Wow.
We're burying her in like on Thursday. And all I can think about is I only have so much time to go out and just fucking smoke, man. I don't care.
That's fucking weird. What a weird fucking thing to do to another human being.
And that's why I didn't, like, I was telling people about it and they're like, okay, I get it, but you didn't have to be kind of an asshole.
Well, what did you do?
I kind of rubbed them off like, keep me posted. I said, keep me posted. The girl's already dead.
Did you rub him off or did you brush him off?
I brushed him off. I rubbed him off.
I kind of jerked him off.
Yeah.
Him off. Okay, so you brushed him off.
Thank
and you,
Kyle.
Went.
Thank you. Fuck! Sorry. I peed.
It's all right. It's all right. So I might laugh if somebody did that because it's so absurd.
I know.
Hey, guy, I don't really talk to. I mean, I know you, but
I know you from work.
We're not close in any way. You're about to go on your break. This is really not at all the proper situation to do this in.
No.
Hey, guess what? One of my loved ones is dead.
He might have said that. Hey, guess what? Fuck you.
Hey, dude, check it out. My niece is dead.
But he had that like, don't you feel bad for me? Look,
not really, dickhead.
God.
It's so weird. Like,
why?
If I really like you, then if you tell me somebody really close to you died, I'll feel kind of bad in a like a sympathy sort of way. But if I don't know the person who died, like that's as far as it goes. It's like that sucks because I don't like that you are sad.
Yeah.
But beyond that, like even if like you told me like my cousin died, like I would feel bad if that made you feel bad, but. That's like beyond that. What do I do then? Like it's even a weird thing to do in that situation. So for some coworker, to come up to you at work and be like, "Guess what? My niece is dead." It's insane.
Jesus. What got me was, even if it was someone I gave a shit about and they said they're like, say their mom died and I didn't know their mom, but I care about them and I should.
Right.
Just that manner of coming up to me,
yeah,
and like blurting it out, like out of nowhere randomly, automatically makes me shut down and not give a shit.
Right.
And that's what happened. Cause I like this guy, but because of the manner in which he approached me and just kind of, hey, want to feel bad for the rest of the day? Fuck you.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit automatically.
The only,
if I had heard from someone else, hey, did you hear? I'd be like, oh, that sucks.
I think it might be worse if they asked you what you were up to first. Like, hey, what's going on? Yeah. Oh, nothing much. Just going on break.
What's
thinking
up
about doing something this weekend? Well, how about doing? You?
Yeah.
Well, my niece just died. And we're, God. Did he use the word we're, like the words we're burying her? And we're burying her.
Yes, yes.
Ugh, what a fucking creep. I hope the rest of your family dies.
God.
Dickhead.
Oh, so
do I know who this person is?
I doubt it.
Okay.
They've been there as long as like you've worked there, I've worked there. Yeah. They're like a veteran, but.
Well, I hope their whole family dies. Every last one of them, except for that person. So that they're left alone with no one to care for them.
Yes. But that's the end of my work talk. On Facebook, a buddy of mine posted something, and it's not just this guy, but some posts on Facebook I just stare at and my hands are shaking, like, must make fun of, must comment,
yeah,
and destroy. Like, because it's so dumb, but I was hesitant because I didn't want to be a dick. And this is the type of guy who he posted. Let me get this out. He wrote, the greatest pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. And here's a guy who's sarcastic all the time. He's a funny guy. I'd like to have him on the show. And then to see this, I wasn't sure if he was kidding, but I really wanted
Yeah.
My first thought was, way to fucking, you know, quote every asshole kid that's ever defied their parents. Hey.
They said I couldn't do it, but I did.
Don't do drugs. Oh, yeah?
Well, that's not really what he means. I mean, he means like,
you cannot do drugs. I don't know.
No, like you, like, I want to be an actor when I grow up. You're never going to be an actor. Yeah, like, yeah. And then you do become an actor.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking empty. I hate all of those inspirational quotes that people post. There's this one girl on my Facebook. I ought to just defriend her because I don't even. She's completely worthless. I didn't. She's a girl I went to high school with.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to her in high school ever. She friended me on Facebook one day.
And that was the end of it.
Yeah. And
exchange.
Like, we talked a little bit on Facebook, like through some comments, but no actual conversations.
Yeah.
And everything she posts is some bullshit about like people backstabbing her. Like the people who care about you most won't care about blah.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yes, we all know.
Yeah, all that shit. That's all she posts all day, every day. And she's hideous. So there, like, I can't even go in there, you know, looking for jerk off material.
Oh, no.
So there's, you, she's just completely Facebook worthless. She's like the Facebook equivalent of a dog turd.
Yeah.
So I ought to just unfriend her. But that stuff drives me nuts. Like, people sharing and reposting quotes.
I was just about to say, that's my biggest pet peeve lately. Because it's kind of exploded. It's like 8 out of 10 people on my feed, when I look at it, when I log in, and I dread it now, but it's all shared shit that's garbage.
Uh-huh.
That some fuck with 88 million friends, you know. I don't even know, like, it's like they're groups. I don't know what the fuck they are, but all they do is post pictures every once in a while. They're clever and dumb.
Yeah, and it'll be like via such and such. Like, there's some kind of group that they're a part of that just posts this shit all day, and they go through it looking for ones they like and sharing them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Every fucking day.
I don't know. Do people must actually find that inspiring, right? Like,
yes.
Inspirational. Like, people must look at these fucking like pictures of a rainbow and then some bullshit text about like living life to the fullest and go, yeah, I'm going to start living my life to the fullest. Damn straight. I don't know
share
who
that
these,
shit.
I guess it's. I was gonna say I don't know who these people are, but I guess it's the people who are posting it.
Yeah,
and they're just feeding off each other. Like,
oh yeah,
like they must be like one insult away from suicide or something. And this is how they keep going. This is how they're fueling themselves. They just feed off of each other and keep going.
There's so many of them.
We should get. We should learn to hack and then destroy those groups that they get all their inspirational pictures and quotes from, and then they'll all kill themselves.
Oh, and it. I get, like Facebook to me is all about. I don't know. Lately, it's just about hoping to find something funny. Like our buddy P. Shu cracks me up all the time. I see a post of his. I'm like, oh, get ready, Orion. I'm going to be giggling.
Okay.
But other than that, it's all garbage. And I'm tempted just to, like, I'm almost to that point of liberating my mind and not giving a fuck and just being an asshole and posting dumb shit in response. You know, look how clever I am. I don't know. All that.
I usually just ignore it, but it is, it's super fucking annoying, and I don't understand it. Like, it really is one of those things that makes me feel like an alien.
Yeah.
Like, this, I can't comprehend it.
Yeah.
What is it about that made you smile or feel like your day was better?
Mm-hmm.
Because of this fucking sparkly bullshit.
Oh,
I don't know.
Another phenomenon that I've noticed is that people will post things from like several months or years ago, right?
Okay.
And you're like, oh, that's so old. Whatever, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But it's not just that one person. Someone else will post it. And I'm like, what website are they on? And I just imagine there's a site that's like this one site that's specifically way behind. And they all go to that one site because everything I see is like old. But for me to find that, either it'd have to be shared, you know, on Facebook or whatever. And it finally got to me, whatever. And I finally saw it. Or they, I'd have to go to a website that has current bullshit, stupid videos and like,
go way
back.
Yeah. Like back into the archives.
Way dumb.
Checking out shit from 2004.
Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, I'm posting that, you know, but that there's no way. So I wonder, like, it must be shared because they're the type, you know, that share shit. Like,
hey guys.
Finally got to them and they're like, oh man.
Have you seen this hamster dance website? It's amazing.
Oh, 10
they
likes.
They just keep LOL. Dancing and dancing.
Yeah. I think you brought this up, but I'm way past and definitely at that point where I can't even respond to a friend's post with LOL anymore because I feel like scum.
LOLMLMFAO. Yeah, I don't think I've used any of those in a serious way since probably 2000.
Yeah, never. But sometimes I don't know what
you can't do it because the only people who do that are dummies. Yeah, that's what they they ruined it for the rest of us.
That's right.
That's which isn't really true, but kind of. Like that's the way I feel about it anyway. Because the only people who end all of their posts with LOL are dummies.
Yeah. So, but
and it's also very rare that I actually laugh out loud at something somebody said on the internet.
Oh, Pichu, he gets me rolling.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What is he posting that's so hilarious? I must be missing it because all I ever
I don't
see
like
him
to
post
read
are
shit, but the
pictures
the,
of cute animals.
His latest one, I was like, I had just put my little guy down, and I was like, oh, me time.
That's adorable, my little guy.
Yeah, and I was drinking a beer, and I'm on Facebook, just chilling. It was nice. And
you're a real dad.
And I, with my beer, dad beer. Mm-hmm. And
did you rest it on your belly?
No. But I come across something P. Shu wrote, and I'm reading it, and right at the end, it was like the what would you call it, what's the word for it, the punchline.
Okay.
And boom, I was drinking my beer, and I think I commented saying I giggle leaked all over my keyboard, which I
gross.
I did, like I was drinking a beer reading it, and I kind of went
okay,
and it didn't spray everywhere, but it leaked out of my mouth.
So you did like a really weak spit take.
Yeah. So I didn't like laugh like, but I did.
Do you laugh like that?
That's how I, that's what I picture when I read LOL.
Good that's what show, I hear in my head. Paul. That was an excellent joke.
That's what I hear in my head when I read LOL. Oh, that was so funny. LOL. Like, I don't know.
Fake. I don't even imagine actual laughing when I read LOL. I just imagine like a girl.
Yeah.
Just every time I see LOL, I imagine a girl.
Yeah.
And like a dumb girl.
Dumb girl.
Yeah.
Like her head on her hand, like bored as fuck on Facebook. LOL.
I just imagine like her head is full of kittens and bubble gum, and she just says LOL, and that's what she does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget. I was going to say something.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. Must not have been important. Go ahead.
Oh, but going back to that post. What was it? The greatest pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. I almost commented and said something about rape because you know me, and it was dumb, but I didn't post it. And I was going to like quote, not quote him, but set it up like he's saying this, like I'm going to rape you. And the woman says, you cannot.
Yes. She said I couldn't have sex with her.
And he goes, watch me. And ha ha ha, dumb. So I didn't do it. But it got me thinking about movies and television shows.
Okay.
I don't know.
SVU? Don't Law and Order SVU?
No, but you see this. It's too fucking common in television and movies when someone's in... when someone's being held captive, I guess. I don't know. There's different situations. They say things like, you can't do this to me.
Okay.
Or yeah. You can't do this.
Yeah, you know? You can't do this. Yeah.
Or
like they're trying to appeal to your sympathies, your better judgment or whatever. Like you didn't think this through. Like, wait, I can't do this?
Yeah.
What? Oh, so is this bad?
Fucking dumb. I hate that shit. Or they say.
It's like people panicking, I guess. But it is kind of like a cliched thing. Yeah. Like, I don't think I would say, you can't do this to me. But
it's like that. Beige typical person, you know. I do picture them saying that. I don't know, like why are you doing this? What?
Yeah, why are you
that
doing
makes
this
a little
at
more
least
sense,
yeah at least but, you're trying to there must be some reason why you're doing this.
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And if I knew what the reason was, maybe we could work something out.
Yeah
but the
other shit, it reminds me of like if like you're out on the street and there's a very boring looking old woman just sitting there and some guy comes by and steals her purse and she yells stop, you know. Like he's gonna fucking stop.
Yeah,
god, that bugs me. And it well, bugs me even more that it's in fuck it's scripted in television. It's fucking stupid.
But what would you have her do? Like a guy comes by, grabs her purse, you know, and runs off.
I don't know,
just like shrug and go meh.
No, they should just go, you know.
Okay, so screaming just gibberish nonsense is better than yelling stop.
What would I do? Oh, what would I do?
Fuck.
Yes. Fuckhead. I don't know, but yeah, that shit bugs me.
You God stupid damn dick.
What a dick.
Yeah. Why'd he run away with my purse?
Or say nothing at all and just get up and go get him. Yeah.
Okay, you want the old lady to just go get him.
Well, if I were
the victim. He took my purse. Come back here, you scallywag. And she just goes running down the street. Although, come back here is ridiculous, too, in the same vein.
Okay.
Because they're not going to come back.
That's probably my favorite of all the dumb fucking things you could say.
Come back here. Fine. I didn't think you'd ask me to come back.
I used to hate the term... Because I'd watch a lot of cops and they'd say, freeze, you know, and that's a command.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a, I don't know why I didn't like it. I think I was a kid, but, and I'm like, why would they yell freeze? They're not going to freeze, though.
It's hot out.
but yeah, like if, I don't know, when they write their reports, I said freeze, it was an order, he disobeyed it, therefore I can, I don't know. But, I'm done talking
trying
about
to evade
shit.
The police is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Obstruction of justice and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a dad.
Yeah.
You have a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we don't talk about that enough.
Fuck you.
Because it's kind of like
We talk about it more than
we don't talk about it all at all. We hardly talk at all about you having.
That's how I like it. Yeah.
But you got to understand, from my perspective, you having a baby is like nuts.
Yeah.
Like it's equivalent to you suddenly growing a third arm out of the center of your chest. Like I have to remember sometimes that you have a baby.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know.
So if you grew a third arm out of the center of your chest, you better believe we'd be talking about it on a regular basis.
God damn it.
So I
understand
like,
that.
I feel like we don't talk about this baby situation.
There's only so much you can say, though.
And I wonder sometimes about like what you would do in situations, because, you know, there are parent-y sort of situations that are going to come up. They come up with all kinds of other parents.
Yeah.
And usually people default to the cliched safe way to handle the situations. Like, let's say one day, maybe in his early teens,
mm-hmm.
you catch Lil Leland with some marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of parents are giant fucking hypocrites. And occasionally they'll partake. Some of them are just fucking stoners and they do it all the time with their friends. But when it comes to their kid, they freak the fuck out and they act like it's the craziest thing. And they try to hide the fact that they do it from their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, like, if that happened, what would you do?
Oh, man. Well, I can't exactly say word for word how the conversation would go, but I'd sit down and talk to him about everything, you know, and I'm a pretty reasonable guy.
Would you be upset? Would you try to talk him out of doing it?
I wouldn't punish him. No,
I didn't say, would you punish him? I said, would you be upset? And I said, would you try to talk him out of doing it?
No, I wouldn't.
You'd be like,
but
spark up, little buddy.
But I wouldn't, you know, the conversation would consist of like, you know, like, you can do it, but you got to be very careful. You don't want to get caught. Do it at home. Don't do it with the wrong people, because I think a lot of parents are afraid when their kids start doing it, because there's a territory that comes with it. The bad kids, you know.
Sure.
The black kids.
The black kids.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because the stoners are the most dangerous of drug addicts.
Oh, that guy's cool, but no, don't bring those black kids around.
Somewhere some stoner is listening to this, and they just heard me call them drug addicts, and they're like, it ain't addictive, man. I can quit anytime I want. Yeah. I just don't want to, and I haven't for the last 20 years.
Yep.
okay, so you would let him smoke down at home?
I would make him do it with me, and maybe
father son bonding experience.
I'd set the rule there, like, when you're at this age, you can do it on your own, but I want you to do it with me at home, or you'll be in trouble, because I don't.
You could do like the thing my dad told me about when he was a kid. I think it was when he was a kid.
Yeah.
That I might be getting confused. But anyway, I know this happened with like parents way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, a kid shows interest in smoking, maybe gets caught with a pack of cigarettes, and the dad says, all right, you want to smoke? Let's fucking smoke. And makes him smoke the whole pack in one sitting.
God.
You could do that, like,
smoke the whole bag.
Grab a big old bag and be like, you gotta smoke it all right now. And he's like melting into the couch, and you're forcing him to smoke more.
Yeah. God. I'm dying. You could do that. I think I'm dying, man.
No,
I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I got another
one. But it's hard to say. All right.
I got another one for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say he's like nine.
Mm.
And so it's a little old for this. And you're in bed, and you wake up, and you see him standing in your, like, the door frame of your bedroom.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, did he have a nightmare? What's going on? Mm-hmm. He's a little old for these nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that he's standing there in just a t-shirt and nothing else. And you can see, and that's weird because he normally wears pajamas to bed. And you can see his little dingle, just the tip of it hanging out underneath there. And he says, hey, Dad, what's up? And he starts like rubbing himself. And he sort of slowly walks over to you, and you're just like, what? And so you're just kind of frozen there. And then he like climbs up onto the bed, and he like snuggles up next to you, and he starts stroking your leg.
Oh, God.
And he's like, hey there, big boy. What's going on? What do you do?
Oh, man. You've got me there, because
This could happen.
This has entered my mind. Not that specific situation. You know, but
what if my son tries to seduce me?
But I I've thought about, like, what if at some point he I catch him like masturbating to a picture of Aldi.
Oh man.
What the fuck do I do? This entered my head. Like, I wouldn't know where to begin. Like, what in the fuck are you doing? Well, it's clear I'm masturbating a mom. She's hot. What the fuck do you do?
What's the big deal? I've been up in them guts before.
Because I hate that, like, well, that's wrong, and you shouldn't do it because I said so, and I said it's wrong, and therefore you shouldn't, you know, I'm your father. I can't do that
Jesus,
shit.
Jesus, Leland, I said don't fuck your mom. Christ, how many times do I have to tell you, you can't fuck your mom? You can't do it. It's just not done.
I got it. I know what I'll say. I'll just walk in and go, ain't gonna happen, and then shut the door. Good luck, motherfucker.
In your dreams, dickhead.
Yes. That's it. That's all I can say.
That's all I can say.
And then I'd shut the door and like put my back against it and go, God, I hope that worked.
You're fucking dreaming, kid. I say go for it. See what happens.
I don't know.
And his first experience with rejection. It's when he tries to seduce mom.
I'm gonna keep cutting myself, mom, until you fuck me. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. What do you do?
Nobody teaches you this shit.
He's standing on a chair, you know, with a noose. He's like, I'll kick this chair out from under me if you don't suck my dick, mom.
I think the thing that got me thinking about this crazy, oh my God, what am I going to do shit?
Okay.
Is if I was caught, if I had gotten caught when my friend's dad and his friend's dad's girlfriend came home when I was in that living room masturbating with all those little,
over the girls. Room full of preteens.
Yes. Because they did. I was out there butt naked, just whacking it. And a car pulled into the driveway. It was my friend's dad, whose house I was at.
Oh, God. It's so crazy.
And with his girlfriend. And my God, they had a big ass living room window. Like, it's amazing they didn't see me. I don't know.
Maybe they did. And maybe they just, like, well, that's too weird for me. I'm not saying what shit.
It's not my kid. I ain't want shit.
And you were like standing, right? Yes. Like, you were just completely nude. Standing in a room
full, what was I thinking?
Full of preteen girls, just
But had I been caught, and what would my parents say to me that would, like, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, all I can hear from them is saying, you know, oh, that's wrong, you did something wrong. But that's not how I roll. That doesn't work.
We don't masturbate. I need an explanation. Over sleeping girl.
Explain to me why. I don't know.
There's so many things wrong with that.
And I'm worried he's gonna, I don't know. He's gonna do some weird shit.
Why were you, old territory. I'm sure we covered this when we talked about it the first time, but why were you naked?
Oh, man.
Like, if I was gonna do that, which I wouldn't, but if I was going to, I would, like, whip it out through my pants. So at least, like, in a pinch, I can just stuff it back in there and be like, I wasn't doing nothing. Cross my legs on the couch.
There was like a, what I can only refer to as the naughty factor. And the higher the naughty factor, the more I got off. Like, seriously, I got off that night. My God.
Where did it go?
What's that?
Where did it go?
In my sock.
Okay.
So.
I was kind of thinking,
and it, like, wasn't a lot.
Maybe you just shot it across the room. No. Like,
I think I was at the age where it didn't, like, squirt out.
Just a leak.
It just leaked a little bit. And I just rubbed it on my sock. But
nice.
When I got caught, or when my friend's dad came home real late at night, and I ran naked to the room I was in, because I was in a different, I was in like a guest bedroom. Thank God. And not like the same bedroom as my friend.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes up. What the fuck are you doing? We're no longer friends, man. But I go to my own room, and I swear I told this part, but I'm not sure. I went in the bed, and I was like, God, I don't want to waste it. I was so fucking turned on. His dad and his dad's girlfriend came home and they were drunk and they just immediately went to the bedroom and started fucking. Yeah. And I whacked off to that and all of that to put into one. And it wasn't my house. And it was just crazy.
I bet that made you feel real dumb. Cause at that point you're like, well, I could have just waited till they got home and banged. If only I had known.
Yeah. It was everything all at once. Yeah. Sick fuck. I don't know what I'd do if that kind of shit was high brought five to my him. Table. No.
Son, we've all been there. And by we, I mean you and me.
Oh, or I just have to say, I can top that, son. I can top that. Listen to this story. Here, sit down.
What would you do if you came home one day and you caught him buck naked standing in the living room jerking off to The Fox and the Hound, the Disney movie?
Oh, man. Oh. Realistically, I'd probably, again, sit him down, talk to him, and go, man, that's you know, you can't fucking do that, man. And I'm, I know you're mad that I interrupted it, because I've been there, but I'd like to think that I'd appear to be very upset, hit eject, the movie comes out, I don't know if it's on VHS, and I just shit on it, I don't know.
You would shit on it?
Yeah.
Take a shit on it?
Yes.
Wow. Like, and literally defecate.
Right there.
In front of your child.
Yes.
This, I'm beginning to see why your child is so fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because dad is shitting on things that he doesn't like.
You want to blow my mind? Check this out.
Have you already done this? Has he, like, been naughty somehow?
No, no.
Like, he spit up again. No. And then you, like, shit all over his walker.
What sucks is I've been through so many weird, fucked up situations that when, if I catch him doing any of this, like, I can relate, and that's, I don't know if that's a good thing, because I'll want to be like, hey, I've been there, man, but I don't know what to tell you. Sucks he got caught. Whoa, I don't know.
What
bad
if...
Bad boy. I don't know.
What if you go in his room one day, and, like, I don't know why you're in there. Maybe, like, you did his laundry, and you're putting his clothes away.
Yeah.
And you open up his closet door, and the floor of the closet is just littered with cat skulls. And they're all, like, polished and clean. And there's just a bunch, like, 12 cat skulls on the floor of his closet. And, like, then there's a bottle of lube and an issue of Cat Fancy and a knife. And you don't know where he got the knife.
Oh, I'd probably ask Reddit. I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do.
What do I do, Reddit?
Oh, man. If it was just cat skulls, we'd have a talk. But with the lube and the Cat Fancy magazine, fuck me, I'm
maybe there's head. Maybe there's also an issue of Hustler.
Yeah,
but like the Cat Fancy and the Hustler are like stacked on top of each other, and then the lube is on top of that. So it's like, I don't fucking know. Yeah. Does he just like killing cats, or does he like masturbating to cats?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh man, or if he cut pictures of cats' faces out of regular magazines and put them on the women's faces in Hustler.
Whoa. And then burned their eyes out with a cigarette. That's my favorite creepy thing. Burning the eyes out of photographs with a cigarette.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would ever do that. Yeah. But it's fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm. But in all seriousness, I don't know whether to help them understand what they've done but not encourage it, but see, I don't want to be that dad that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about when they ask questions like, well, why is that wrong? Well, you just don't do it. Okay, end of story, go to bed. Because that never satisfied me when I was a kid, and that's probably why I did a lot of shit.
Would you really have a hard time coming up with a reason that killing cats and masturbating over them is wrong?
What did the cats ever do to you?
Yeah, like, you're just going around killing cats. They're probably not your cats.
Yeah, they're not your
cats. So even if you just want to look at it like, I don't give a fuck about killing animals, yeah, they're not your cats. So yeah, it's like you're destroying somebody else's property at the very least.
Yeah, there we go. I didn't think of that. I don't know.
I gotta have a kid so we can compete.
We'll both the experiment
emotionally scar our children until they just start doing crazy shit so that we'll have challenges to face.
Did we talk about this on the show where I said I wasn't going to tell Leland that Santa Claus existed?
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be funny to tell him he did exist, but he was black, and I'd purposely Photoshop pictures or find pictures of black Santa okay. On the internet and print them out, and there'd be posters, hang them out, you know, or hang them up around Christmas. And he sincerely would think he's black and he'd go to school.
I'm pretty sure that would be difficult to maintain.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a real...
No television.
Yeah, exactly.
Lock them in the basement.
We are never going to watch any of the Christmas movies.
Yeah.
These are all wrong.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But then a black guy would break into my house one night. He'd be like, Santa.
Yes, of course.
He's only like 5 years old.
I guess you could tell him that the reason Santa is white in all of these movies and stuff is because, like, you know, a lot of these movies are old and people are racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
The real Santa's black, but they whitify it up for the movies.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
You should tell him that black people taste like chocolate. But that it's really rude. That it's really rude to taste them. So he'll never try it.
But he'll be just curious.
It'll
just
be it'll be one of those things that somebody tells you when you're really little, and then you just never think to question it. So even though it's fucking ridiculous and you should know better, you'll end up regurgitating it to somebody later in life. So he'll be like 15,
he'll
tell somebody that they taste like chocolate. Or
he'll be in high school. Yeah, I just picture him like we're at the mall, we're in line to check out, and there's a black guy in front of us, and he can't help himself, so he just kind of. Oh my god, I gotta try this. And he leans forward and licks the guy's arm. And the guy's like, what the fuck? And it blows his mind. Not chocolate. What? But I picture everything I tell him as like I tell it to him like it's fact. He immediately goes to school and preaches it. I don't know. Or talks to his friends about it. Because I kind of did that. I don't know. Things I'd see on TV. Because you'd be at recess and he'd be talking about dumb shit like, oh, Ninja Turtles or this or my dad did this crazy thing. He had his dick hanging out. Oh, crazy, crazy.
You told friends about that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Hey, guys, show of hands. Who here's seen their dad's dick? Just me?
Yeah. So that
well, let me tell you about it. He was like this big around. Is that normal? That's like...
Yeah.
And the balls looked like donuts. So weird.
I know.
Homework That's assignment for you guys. Go home, check out your dad's dick and balls. Report back to me. Let me know if this is normal.
Oh, the clubhouse, yeah. But I picture that's how it will go down. I don't know. It sounds like fun if that's what happens, but maybe he'll just be shy and he doesn't talk to a bunch of kids. I don't know.
So,
but I want to.
You just really want to fuck with him.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
I
feel like we talked about this before. Mm-hmm, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Do not do that.
I know, but I don't know.
Why do you want to do it so bad?
Nothing really traumatized me as a kid. I know that sounds weird based on the shit I've talked about that I've done as a kid, but nothing really fucked me up as a kid that I know of. So it's. Weird to think about, and I know it happens.
Just because something doesn't scar you for life doesn't mean it's an okay thing to do. <I know. laughs> Just because, like, if I knew for a fact that they would get over it and they'd be okay later in life, it's not okay to rape a person. You can't just look. You're strong enough. You'll get over it.
Yep.
This will bother you for like a week. So just
we'll be
fine. Put up a fuss. I mean, that makes it more rape. Better for me. But I don't feel bad because you know it won't bother you later in life.
We'll be laughing about this over a beer when you're older. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just do bad things because you're pretty sure they'll get over it.
It wouldn't always be bad. Just little things that would.
But that is those are bad. Like
I know.
That's
I know.
Like the that's worst true. Thing. Like telling. Maybe it's just me. Yeah. Maybe it's just because of what I happen to value and stuff. But finding out that somebody lied to me and then I went and I repeated the lie as though it was truth really bothers me.
Yeah.
And it always has.
Yeah.
So that's like one of the worst things.
I know. God damn. It's just, and I won't realistically do that, but man, it would be funny. It would be just the things.
Poor kid.
I know.
When is he going to start talking? How old is he now? Like
no
three?
Idea. He's almost 8 months.
Hmm.
Almost 8 months. So not talking. He's not crawling.
Is he making noises?
He's making noises. That's about it.
Is he supposed to be crawling by now? I think like it's early, but I think
depends,
people can be walking by 9 months.
Yeah. That's the funny thing. You go online, there's an average.
Mm-hmm.
Every baby's different, but there's an average, and a lot of people use that average to judge, like, oh, he's how old and he's not doing this? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are fucking up.
Well, what's the average for crawling? Do you know?
I don't know, but he might be there, but he's not crawling yet.
Oh, no.
What am I doing wrong?
He's retarded.
Yep.
No, sorry.
I just knew I shouldn't have done.
He's retarded because he didn't start crawling at exactly the right time, and just treat him like he's retarded for the rest of his life.
Enroll him in school. Yeah, he's gonna need to be in special ed.
Yeah,
why?
He's special needs.
He didn't start crawling when he was 9 months.
He was like 2 months late for crawling. Yeah, so
basically, do you have a really retarded
class? Make him wear a helmet.
Jesus.
All the time. Oh, for no reason.
He'd hate me.
Yeah, of course. It'd be terrible.
But he'd get all A's. Or all stickers. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, gold stars. Lollipops.
Yep.
Participation awards. do you want to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay. All these breaks are so abrupt lately.
Yeah.
Break. Hey, guys. It's your old pal, Kyle. And I'm here all by myself, and you might have noticed there wasn't really a break there. The reason for that is that, yesterday, it's actually the next day now, yesterday, when we sat down to do the podcast, I already had a pretty nasty headache, and, by the time we got to break, I was desperate for a break. My headache kept getting worse and worse, and then during the break, I started to feel physically ill. I don't know if that's what makes a migraine, maybe that was a migraine, when the headache makes you physically ill. Anyway, I pretty much sent Orion packing because I just desperately wanted to lay down. So, it's a short show. I mean, I guess I could try to do a second half by myself, but I've done enough solo stuff lately. And this was already over an hour. And, you know, we used to do shows around an hour, so why not? So I just wanted to come in here and kind of wrap things up. So, you know, the normal stuff. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com. Check us out on the Facebooks and the Twitters, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. Look us up in iTunes. I keep forgetting about that. We're in iTunes now. Look us up in iTunes, subscribe, leave little reviews and things. Five-star us, whatever you do in iTunes. I don't really know. Check us out on the forum. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Spreadshirt, itchhat.spreadshirt.com is where we have shirts. Our buddy Eris Cousins bought one and put a picture on the Facebook, and he's a dark-skinned black man with sunglasses on, so it's like super, super hip. And you can donate to us. Send us all of your monies. There's a donate button on the main page. Make us rich. Make us loaded. Make us full of ourselves. So we try to buy out poor people and, I don't know, shit on the homeless. And, yeah, that's it. I had other things that I wanted to talk about this episode, but I guess I will save them for the next one when Orion is actually here and we can have a discussion. And I'm out of breath for some reason. I think I need to stop smoking again. Although, I mean, obviously, the entire time I've been smoking, I should have stopped smoking. But, like, the throat whistles have been crazy lately. Anyway, and I'm the only person who gets the throat whistles. I don't know anybody else who gets that, like, when they breathe in while they're smoking, but whatever. That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week. Word.